Hello again, everyone, and welcome into the zone for a quick local sports update from BartowSportsZone.com. I'm your host for BSZ, Charles Wilson, wishing you a Merry Christmas on behalf of the entire Bartow Sports Zone team. I also want to thank all the BSZ bench warmers for their valuable contributions to the weekly show throughout the year and all of our live broadcasts that we have completed. Bench warmers Jackson Hyde, Brad Stevens, Larry Gardner, Matt Santini, David Coleman, and Mike Garcia have all stepped up and stepped into the zone during 2023 and have made the show and the podcast a big success. A big salute also to Alan Sanders, who not only runs the show from the WBHF studios with top-notch professionalism each Friday, but also steps in with his own commentary on the show from time to time. I also want to thank David Archer Jr. and Mike Lindley for taking on the Woodland High School football broadcast during the 2023 season. What a tremendous addition to our coverage of local high school football during the 23 year, allowing Bartow Sports Zone to cover the entire Woodland and Cass football schedules in 2023. I don't want to forget photographers Randy Parker of the Daily Tribune and the photo contributions of others like Russell Andrews, Deanna Berry, and Drew McCaig for their contributions to BartowSportsZone.com throughout the year. Their photos make the website much more pleasing to the eye and bring attention to each and every one of our stories. Next, I would like to say another thank you to our local coaches and the community sports leaders out there for giving us your time for interviews during the year. You willingly give up some of your valuable time and provide us with the information on your teams throughout the year, so we appreciate that. I know I'm probably leaving some people out, but it takes a large number of people to help provide the local coverage and the content that we've all been able to provide and you've come to expect from Bartow Sports Zone and BartowSportsZone.com. Again, Merry Christmas from Bartow Sports Zone and best wishes for a safe, prosperous, and successful new year. Let's take a quick break, and when we return, we'll provide a local high school wrestling and swimming update for you.
Hey, Frankie Johnson here from Styles Auto Care.
And just passing through on the retirement trail, Mac McKenzie.
Hey, Mac, it's been a while. What y'all been up to?
Just passing through, pulling the camper. The truck started spitting and sputtering. The check engine light came on, and she almost didn't come to a stop at the light.
Oh, no.
No problem. Scheduled an appointment with your guys at the Napa Auto Care Center. Tune up, oil change, brake job, good as new. Your folks are great and always friendly to do business with. Prices are very reasonable, too.
Wow, thanks, Mac. And just remember, at Styles Auto Care,
we can do almost anything to your vehicle except sell it.
Let Kelly and her staff pamper your pet at Kelly's Pet Grooming. Hey, everybody, Alan Sanders here. You can depend on Kelly's Pet Grooming, located on North Tennessee Street right here in Cartersville, where they've been keeping local dogs and cats and their owners happy for 30 years, right in Bartow. Let me tell you, as owner of many dogs over the years, there's nobody we've trusted more than Kelly. All grooming is appointment only, and standing appointments are available. Kelly also offers express grooming and walk-in nail clipping services for dogs and cats of all ages. Call Kelly at 770-382-9013. That's 770-382-9013. Making Cartersville beautiful, one pet at a time.
If you've been turned down for a car loan, if divorce, bankruptcy, or foreclosure is holding you back, the credit restoration specialist at Schottenkirk Honda of Cartersville can help you. The Schottenkirk CRS team makes financing fast and easy so you can get the car you want at a payment you can afford. Schottenkirk Honda can help you buy with no money down. Come see our credit restoration specialist today and get back on the road. Give us a shot at Schottenkirk Honda of Cartersville, 539 East Main Street, and online at hondaofcartersville.com. Okay, let's dive into our update on local sports and begin with local high school wrestling. At Adairsville, the Tigers were in action last week at the Armurchie High School Tournament, the Garvin Edwards Hall of Fame Classic. There were 16 teams participating there, and as a unit, Adairsville placed 6th overall. Gulf Shores, Alabama won the tournament, followed by Gilmer, Bremen, Gordon Lee, and Chestertee in the top 5. Adairsville had a pair of weight class champions. Howard Bailey went 4-0 to win the 157-pound division, and Jet Johnson went 4-0 to win the heavyweight class. So congratulations to those Adairsville wrestlers. Jacob Pasley finished 2nd at 165 pounds, and Jamian Long was runner-up at 190 pounds for the Adairsville Tigers. Cass Wrestling sent competitors to 2 separate tournaments last Thursday and Friday. Many of the veterans made the trip to Kissimmee, Florida for the 70-team knockout classic that included a national lineup of top teams. The Colonels had competitors in 10 of the 14 weight classes and finished 27th overall. While none of the Cass wrestlers placed, Lee Camp at 120 pounds, Rowdy Duck at 132, A.J. Pyatt at 144, Craig Rowe at 165. Each of those wrestlers finished with winning records for the tournament. Woodland's most recent tournament was December the 15th and 16th at Burtmore High School in the 43-team Guerrilla Warfare No. 10 tournament, where the Wildcats came away with a team championship. Nathan Cates at 132 pounds, Zachary Wallace, 144, and Quadras Wilson, the heavyweight, all had second-place finishes for Woodland. Dylan Cooey at 120 pounds, Christian Cothran at 157, and John Gill at 215 added third-place claims for the Wildcats. Cartersville has been on a holiday break since the Clash at the Creek duels at Cahulla Creek High School back on December the 15th and 16th. The Canes went 5-3 at that tournament as a team. Eden Neal, who wrestled at both 126 and 132, went 7-0 in the event. Will Benson at 120 was 6-1. And Delroy Hurst, the heavyweight, went 5-1 in that tournament. Reese Neal, wrestling at both 132 and 138, and Dixon Lindsay at 138, went 3-1 and 4-1, respectively, for the Canes. Up next for Adairsville, Cartersville, Cass, and Woodland will be the Guerrilla Duels hosted by Cass High School. Coming up this Saturday, the wrestling will begin at 8:30 a.m. And a quick run through of the local swimming teams for the 23-24 campaign. Cartersville won a quad meet that included Woodland and Cass back in early December. Also in early December, the Adairsville boys finished ahead of Woodland and Cartersville in their Tiger Plunge event. At that same event, the Cartersville girls finished ahead of both Adairsville and Woodland. So as we take a look at it, the teams at Cartersville, Adairsville, and Woodland appear to be pretty closely matched heading into the Bartow County Championship that is coming up on January the 6th at Adairsville High School's Natatorium. We'll see if the Cass swimming team can kind of make some ground up and catch up with those three teams heading into that tournament. We're up on another short break here on Bartow Sports Zone. Let's take a quick time out. When we return, we'll take a look at the local high school basketball programs in Cartersville and Bartow County.
'Twas just days before Christmas when the big guy exclaimed,
"Whoa, whoa, whoa, get to Dee's Chevrolet in Acworth. I want everyone to save!
$8,500 off Silverado 1500s. Could that really be? Yes, it can. Just get here and see. But don't drag your feet. Don't wait till Christmas Eve. $8,500 off Silverado is real, as long as you believe. So dash away. Dash away. Find new roads today at Dee's Chevrolet in Acworth, where everyone saves.
Whoa, 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 Merry Christmas!"
Elite Stone Supply can meet all your needs for outdoor supplies and power equipment, but did you know we repair and service small engines? From string trimmers to lawnmowers, Elite has the experience, tools, and service to keep your equipment running. Elite Stone Supply, with Husqvarna mowers, Hi-Sun ATVs, Premier buildings, and Superior trailers, we have it all. At 9 Baker Road and Joe Frank Harris Parkway, just north of Cartersville, across from Racetrack, online at EliteStoneSupply.net.
If you're like most people, your home or business structure is your biggest investment, and your roof is its first line of defense. When storms or just the natural wear and tear of time create issues for your roof or gutters, call on Bartow County's only master elite roofer, All-Star Roofing, with free same-day inspections and estimates. Contact All-Star Roofing at 770-655-0911 or find allstarroofs.com online. Rest easy under the stars when it's an all-star roof.
With agents Holly Carpenter, Pete Poston, Carolyn Brown, broker Ashton Willingham, and owner Calvin Evans, Blackstone Realty Group is your full-service real estate team for all of Northwest Georgia, providing attentive service for buyers, sellers, and investors on a wide range of real estate needs for all types of property and price ranges. Call Blackstone today to find or sell that special home, rental, or commercial property. Blackstone Realty Group, 770-382-6202, and online at blackstonerealty.net.
Welcome back. Charles Wilson here with Bartow Sports Zone, bringing you a quick Christmas update on our local sports scene. Let's take a look now at some girls basketball action for the month of, or the months of November and December. The Excel Christian Academy girls, they are 3-5 on the year, 1-1 in their region. That's Region 1 of GAPS, Division 1A. The Lady Eagles won 3-4 in a stretch between November the 28th and December the 4th, but have since dropped three straight. They will return to action in the new year at home on January the 9th. They'll take on Unity Christian out of Rome. The Adairsville Lady Tigers are 6-4 on the year, and they're off to a 3-1 start in Region 6 AAA. They won at Sonoraville in their most recent game to snap a two-game skid, but before that, they had won four straight. The Lady Tigers have relied on the scoring of Nexeria Roberts, Aliyah McBride, and Darby Adams along the way, along with the leadership of Alyssa Winters throughout their first 10 games. Adairsville is hosting their Christmas tournament this Thursday through Saturday. The teams in that tournament will include Cartersville, Armurchie, North Cobb, Northwest Whitfield, Blessed Trinity, and Chattooga, along with the Lady Tigers. So we're looking forward to our coverage of that tournament. The Cartersville girls, who we mentioned will be involved in that event, they lost to the Class 5A number one ranked team, Maynard Jackson, on the week before Christmas at the Carrollton High School tournament. They then collected a one-sided win the next afternoon over Gainesville, and that sent them into this Christmas break on a high note. Ansley Griffin and K.K. Arnold have provided much of the scoring punch for the Lady Canes. Nyel Camper can score too. Taff Bradley, Zoe Shiflett, and Sinai Camper have been the other key contributors for Cartersville. They will play Armurchie in the first round on Thursday of that Adairsville tournament. The Cass Lady Colonels are 8-3 on the year and fresh off a tournament victory. The Lady Colonels reached the finals of the Carrollton SMI tournament before Christmas, before losing in the title game to Heard County. They then lost at Paulding County before winning the Red Raider Christmas Classic at Madison County in Danielsville. They had wins over Winder Barrow and the host Madison County to win that tournament. Zion Hayes was the tournament's MVP, and Kiana McDaniel was named to the all-tournament team in Danielsville. Olivia Woods, who missed the finals of that Carroll County tournament, K.K. Evans, Caitlin Godwin, Reese Howard, Nevaeh Woods, and Katie Paez have all pitched in for the Lady Colonels team that has been pretty solid defensively for the Colonels. They'll be in action this Thursday through Saturday at the Jackson County Christmas Tournament. Cass opens on Thursday afternoon against Johns Creek in the first round. Woodland is 6-4 on the year. They will return to action at Bowden on January the 6th. That will be their final non-region game of the year. Megan Schultz and Reagan Waitman have been steady performers for the Lady Cats, along with Gracie Shipp, who made a pair of clutch free throws to lift Woodland to their most recent win, a consolation game victory at the Rome Rotary Tournament. Let's take a moment to recognize some more of our sponsors, and when we return, we'll take a spin around the county to take a look at our local boys' basketball teams.
This is Cartersville's own personal injury attorney, Zach Pritchard. Football season is an exciting time, but if a car, truck, or motorcycle wreck has tackled you behind the line, call us today and hand off that stress to us. We make sure your injuries are treated so that you can get back in the game and continue crossing those goal lines. Don't let insurance companies rush you with their tricks and tactics. With Pritchard Injury Firm's protection, you'll never come out of the pocket. So call me today, 470-420-4200, or Google us at PritchardInjuryFirm.com.
To win in sports, you need to adjust your strategy as the game changes. The same is true of investments. Derek Strange, your Cartersville Edward Jones financial advisor, can help you create a game plan for your financial goals. He'll help you look at the big picture and help you plan for your future. Call Derek at 770-386-4545 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Rooks Roofing and Exteriors is your answer for all types of services for your home or commercial property. With free inspections and roof insurance claim assistance, Rooks Roofing is a GAF certified contractor completing repairs, storm damage, restoration, and full roof replacements. Rooks Roofing also offers gutter repair and installation, along with many other exterior repair services. Call 678-249-7549 or visit rooksroofing.com. Rooks Roofing, where the proof is in the roof.
Whether you're a fan of the Hurricanes, Colonels, Wildcats, or Tigers, Sidelines Grill in Cartersville is the perfect spot to get your team ready with a meal before the game or enjoy a post-game celebration. Wear your team colors to Sidelines Grill on Fridays this season and receive a free queso appetizer with the purchase of any two entrees. With the best wings in town, burgers, steaks, salads, pasta, and Alpine Bakery desserts, it's Sidelines Grill, where you'll find great food, good times, and all the games.
Welcome back to Bartow Sports Zone and our spin around Bartow County, and a look at our winter sports teams for each of the local high schools through the months of November and December as we get you ready for the new year. In boys basketball, Excel Christian Academy is off to a 2-8 start. They are 1-0 in GAPS Region 1 of Division 1A. The Eagles have dropped five straight games in the month of December after going 2-3 in November. Their most recent loss was a 61-49 decision at Tryon last Friday. Top contributors so far this season for the Eagles have been Carter May, King Eliezer, Gavin Dyson, and Cam Prophet. Excel will play Calhoun on Thursday at 11:30 a.m. in the first round of the Adairsville High School Christmas Tournament that we will be covering here with BartowSportsZone.com. Adairsville at 4-6 on the year, 2-2 in Region 6 AAA. Their most recent game was a loss to Pickens last week at Fannin County's Christmas Tournament. Top performers and offensive contributions this season have come from Xavier Snalls, Trey Winters, Tay Jackson, Zach Postel, and Gabe Gomez. They host Chattooga to begin their own holiday tournament on Thursday. That tournament will include Excel Christian, Calhoun, Peach County, Sonoraville, Long County, Sequoia, and, of course, Adairsville and Chattooga. So we're looking forward as we've mentioned several times here, to our coverage of that Christmas tournament up at Adairsville. Cartersville's boys are 3-8 on the year. Last week, the Canes lost 2 of 3 at the North Murray High School Mistletoe Madness Tournament in Chatsworth. The Canes fell to Northwest Whitfield and North Murray before beating Gilmer by 6 points in their third game at the event. It's been a slow start for the Canes, who started the year 0-6 while waiting on the return of their football players. DJ Kane made the all-tournament team at North Murray. Naz Bennett, Caden Baldwin, Jamari Bryce, Dalen Hill, Monty Talbert, and Sid McClinic have given the Hurricanes some balance, both offensively and defensively of late. Their next game will be a non-region matchup with North Paulding, who they'll be playing for the third time. That game will be at the Storm Center on January the 3rd. The Cass boys also off to a slow start. They are 1-6 on the year. Their most recent game was a loss at Paulding County the Tuesday before Christmas. The Colonels have also been kind of piecing things together while waiting on the return of some football players from an extended playoff run. Jaden Foster, Ja'Kai Baldwin, and Parnell Gamble have been the top contributors for the Colonels. And now Kevin Henderson and Tavian McKibbins will provide some help from the football roster. The Colonels, they will have to go without Devin Henderson and Sakobe White this year. Those two graduated early to join their college football programs at Liberty and the University of Georgia. The Colonels will be in action this week up in Dalton. They'll be at the Christian Heritage Holiday Tournament on Thursday through Saturday. Woodland is 5-6 on the year. They will be at Northwest Whitfield on Friday, December the 29th. That's this week. And at Bowden on January the 6th. That will wrap up their non-region slate. Unfortunately, we don't receive reports from the Woodland boys during the year, but we know they've received top contributions from Zion Heath, Isaiah Livesey, and Breelis Williams so far this season. That will wrap it up for this quick update of your local high school sports in Cartersville and Bartow County on Bartow Sports Zone. Don't forget, coming up this Friday morning on WBHF in Cartersville, we'll have our second holiday edition of the Bartow Sports Zone show from 8:10 until 9 a.m. with others of our BSZ group of bench warmers. We'll update all the high school action between now and then and dive into the college football playoffs and the bowl games. Join us Friday, 8:10 to 9 a.m. on WBHF, and we'll also have the show available as one of these podcasts. Until next time, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and see you next time on Bartow Sports Zone.
Hey, football fans, this is Sean, owner of St. Angelo's Pizza at Lake Point Station. Are you ready for some touchdown-worthy treats during football season? Well, we've got something special just for you. Swing by St. Angelo's and enjoy our great pizza, famous wings, and local bar, perfect for cheering on your favorite teams. And that's not all. Our famous $9.99 Pizza of the Month promotion is still going strong, giving you a delicious surprise every month. So don't miss out. Visit us at stangelos.com to find our menu and order online. Catch all the football action with St. Angelo's Pizza at Lake Point Station. See you soon, and go team!
For more than a decade, Hydro Pro Wash has been the experts in soft washing and exterior cleaning for your home and business. Trust Hydro Pro Wash to provide guaranteed quality service at a fair price. Cleaning building exteriors, roofing, driveways, decks, windows, and more. And always using environmentally friendly detergents that are safe for your landscaping. Call 678-764-3553. Find Hydro Pro Wash on Facebook or go to My Pressure Washing Pro.
Hi, this is Ivy Jordan. My husband Trey and I invite you to visit us at Latitude Blue under the Church Street Bridge in Cartersville. We are a unique custom design pool builder offering Pebble Tech and Imagine Pools. Latitude Blue has a service department that can service and maintain your swimming pool and spa. We also have a full-service retail store stocked with products to increase your outdoor fun. Find us on Facebook and Instagram. Latitude Blue, bringing families together one backyard at a time.